This Sunday at Faith Baptist Church, we're beginning a brand new Bible study series called A Godly Response to a Pandemic. Proverbs 27:1 says, "Do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring forth." The COVID-19 outbreak certainly shows that this is true. When 2020 began, we had no idea we would face this kind of challenge. Though it caught us by surprise, though, we know that God was not surprised. He knew this would happen, and He will guide us through this challenging time by His Word. Together in this series, A Godly Response to a Pandemic, we're going to tackle topics each Sunday like fear, anxiety, and loneliness. We'll also examine our behavior as a church during this time. Most importantly, we'll learn about our loving, sovereign God who is all-knowing, almighty, always present, and trustworthy in every way. Here's how this series is going to work. Throughout this period of social isolation in New York City and working from home, we are going to do a series in our homes together. To participate, here's the approach that we're going to take. Each Sunday, you will have the opportunity to study God's Word just as we normally do in our growth group Bible studies from 9:30 to 10:30 in the morning in your home. To do that, on Saturday, you can go to the website shepherdthoughts.com and download the lesson for the weekend. You can download it as a PDF or you can study it on your screen right on the website. Each study guide features background information into a passage of Scripture, insights into the passage, and some questions that you can ask yourself as you study the passage. Use this study guide for an in-home Bible study from 9:30 to 10:30 every Sunday morning. If you live with a Christian family, you can study together. If not, try studying together with another believer from faith by phone or internet. Using a service like Facebook, video chat, Google Hangouts, Skype, or Zoom. For each study, begin with prayer. Then read the scripture passage. And then work through the study guide. And then end with prayer. Let me really encourage you, if you're by yourself and not with family, do connect with somebody online through video chat or Skype or Zoom or phone and do this study together with them. Once the study is complete, around 10:30, then tune in early to the Faith Baptist live stream on Facebook. Now, the live stream service begins at 11 o'clock, our usual worship time, but Pastor Overmiller will be online at around 10:45, so he'll be on early. And then you can go to the live stream early, post questions, feedback, and comments about the growth group lesson. Pastor Overmiller will respond to your feedback in the chat before the 11 o'clock service begins. And if he's not able to get to your question and input, he'll be sure to do so sometime not long after the service ends. You can also leave comments on the blog site at the end of the study guide page, and Pastor Overmiller will respond by sometime Sunday to your comments at shepherdthoughts.com. As a bonus, memorize a verse or more from the passage and think about it throughout the week ahead. Now, this particular study, Lesson 1 in our Godly Response to a Pandemic series, Lesson 1 will be called Being a Church in Challenging Times. You see, it's easy to take for granted or to not appreciate the value and privilege of gathering together as a church. Now that we're unable to meet together because of the COVID-19 pandemic, we find ourselves wanting to get together even more, but we can't. Perhaps this unprecedented experience will increase our desire and determination to gather together more faithfully and enthusiastically once this pandemic is over. But what about today? How can we be a church when we can't even leave our homes? Three verses in the book of Hebrews can help us answer these challenging questions. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 23 through 25. I hope you take a look I hope you go to shepherdthoughts.com and go through this Bible study together with your Christian family or with other church members from Faith Baptist Church by some other means virtually from 9:30 to 10:30 in the morning this Sunday. God bless you.